everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Throwback Thursday here on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College here in Conway, Arkansas. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's theme, I've decided to feature the music from Awesome Mix Volume 2, which is the soundtrack for the up-and-coming Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 film, which is coming out on May 5th. The soundtrack features a lot of really great oldies music, so I decided to feature it. So the first two tunes I have for you guys, the first one is Mr. Blue Sky from ELO, and that will be followed by Fox on the Run from Sweet. So hope you guys enjoy.
No.
Welcome back, everybody. So if you are just now tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHGX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendricks College, and I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And those first two tunes, the first one you heard was Mr. Blue Sky from ELO, or Electric Light Orchestra. And Mr. Blue Sky was the second single to be taken from ELO's seventh studio album, entitled Out of the Blue. And the song reached number 6 on the UK singles chart and number 35 in the United States. And an additional fun fact, the song was played as a wake-up call to astronaut Christopher Ferguson on day 3 of the STS-135, or the final mission of Space Shuttle Atlantis. And that second tune you heard was Fox on the Run from Sweet, and that appears on the Sweet album entitled Desolation Boulevard, which was released in 1975. And it was one of Sweet's bigger singles. It was written by the band rather than the producers Nicky Chin and Mike Chapman, and it was the first single that was written solely by the band. The lyrics of the song are written about groupies, the term fox being used as slang for an attractive woman. And the song, apart from appearing in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, appears in a number of other films, including Dazed and Confused, Detroit Rock City, When in Rome, Catch 44, and The Goods, Live Hard, Sell Hard. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys. The first one will be Lakeshore Drive from Aliotta Haynes Jeremiah. And the second one will be Chain from Fleetwood Mac. So I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you. And welcome back, everybody. So those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Lakeshore Drive by Aliotta Haynes Jeremiah. I hope I am saying that correctly. And that comes from their 1971 album, Lakeshore Drive. It was written by Skip Haynes of the Chicago-based rock group, and the song plays homage to the famed Lakefront Highway in Chicago. And that second tune you heard was The Chain from Fleetwood Mac, and that comes from the 1977 album Rumors. And the song is the only one from the album credited to all five members of the band, including Stevie Nicks, Lindsey Buckingham, Christine McVie, John McVie, and Mick Fleetwood. And it was created from combinations of several previously rejected materials from each of the artists. So the next two tunes I have from the Awesome Mix Volume 2, the soundtrack for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, are Bring It On Home to Me by Sam Cooke and Southern Nights by Glenn Campbell. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Bring your
Hello, everyone. If you are just now tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday, an oldies-themed program on KHEX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College here in Conway, Arkansas. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins, and for this week's theme, I'm featuring the music of the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 soundtrack, known as Awesome Mix Volume 2. So those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Bring It On Home to Me by Sam Cooke, and that was released as a single in the year 1962. It peaked at number 2 on the U.S. Billboard Hot R&B chart, and also charted as number 13 on Billboard Hot 100 chart. And the Animals have also covered that song in 1965 for their album Animal Tracks, and it is a very good cover. I highly recommend it. And that second tune you heard was Southern Nights by Glenn Campbell, and Southern Nights comes from the album of the same name, Southern Nights, which was released in 1977. And the song was originally written and recorded by Alan Toussaint for his 1975 album Southern Nights, and was later recorded by Glenn Campbell, and Campbell's version reached number 1 on 3 separate U.S. charts. So the next two tunes from the Awesome Mix Volume 2 soundtrack, the first one will be My Sweet Lord from George Harrison, and that will be followed by Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But it made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine
girl. But my life, my love of my lady is the sea. Through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love and my lady in the sea.
And welcome back, everyone. So those last two tunes you heard, the first one was My Sweet Lord from George Harrison, and that comes from the 1970 album All Things Must Pass. And the song was the first single for Harrison as a solo artist, post-Beatles career. It went on to become the best-selling single in the UK for the year 1971, and in both America and Britain, My Sweet Lord was the first number one single by an ex-Beatle. Harrison originally gave the song to Bill Preston to record, and Preston's version appears on his 1970 album Encouraging Words. That second tune you heard was Brandy, You're a Fine Girl from Looking Glass. That is just such a great tune. I love how it tells a story. But back to the fun facts. Brandy, You're a Fine Girl is featured on Looking Glass's 1972 self-titled album, Looking Glass, and the song reached number one on both the US Billboard Hot 100 chart and the Cashbox Top 100 chart. It remained at the top for a full week. And following the song's release in 1972, the name Brandy increased in popularity as a girl's name in the United States. So the next two tunes I have for you guys from Awesome Mix Volume 2. The first one will be Come a Little Bit Closer from Jay and the Americans, and that will be followed by Wham Bam Shang-a-Lang by Silver. So I hope you guys enjoy.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border. He was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew, I should leave. Then I heard her say, "Hey, come a little bit closer. You're my kind of man. So big
Welcome back, everybody. If you are just now tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College here in Conway, Arkansas. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins, and I've decided to feature the Awesome Mix Volume 2 for this week's show, which is the soundtrack to the upcoming film Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. So those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Come a Little Bit Closer by Jay and the Americans, and Come a Little Bit Closer appears on the 1964 album Come a Little Bit Closer, and the song reached number 3 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1964, making it the band's highest ranking single for their career. And that second tune you heard was Wham Bam Shang-a-Lang from Silver, and that comes from the Silver album entitled Silver, which was released in 1976. The song was the only charting track for the group, and it made it to number 16 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart. So the next two tunes I have for you guys, the first one is going to be Surrender from Cheap Trick, and that'll be followed by Father and Son by Cat Stevens. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Just be It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
And welcome back, everybody. So those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Surrender by Cheap Trick. And some fun facts about it. It comes from the 1978 album Heaven Tonight by Cheap Trick. And the track was the first Cheap Trick single to ever enter the US Billboard Hot 100 chart, peaking at number 62. And though it wasn't officially released until 1978, the song actually dates back to 1976. It was played in concerts before its release, like many Cheap Trick songs were. And that second tune you heard was Father and Son by Cat Stevens, and that comes from the 1970 album Tea for the Tiller Man. And the song frames an exchange between a father and son not understanding a son's desire to break away and shape a new life, and the son who cannot really explain himself but knows that it is time for him to seek his own path. And Cat Stevens sings in a deeper register for the father's lines and a higher one for the son's. The last tune I have for you guys is the second to last song from the soundtrack, and that is Flashlight by Parliament. There is a 14th song, but it's a modern song, so it does not fall into oldies, so I chose to not feature it on the show, and it's a really odd track. It has, like, David Hasselhoff on it. Go check it out if you'd like. But the last tune I have for you guys is Flashlight by Parliament, so I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. So that is the show for this week. That last song, some quick fun facts about it, is Flashlight by Parliament, and that comes from their 1977 album. Hold with me here on the pronunciation, Funkin' Telechi versus the Placebo Syndrome. And it was the first number one R&B hit by any of the P-Funk groups and spent a total of 4 months on the US pop charts, peaking at number 16. And the track became Parliament's second certified million-selling single, following Give Up the Funk, Tear the Roof Off the Sucker. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the songs that are featured on the Guardians of the Galaxy 2 soundtrack, which is entitled Awesome Mix Volume 2. Definitely go check it out. And I hope you guys can tune in for next week's Throwback Thursday. I'm going to be playing some of my favorite tunes. It will also be my last show for Hendrix College, as I will be graduating in May. So I hope everyone can tune in for the last edition of Throwback Thursday. Thank you for tuning in this week, and have a great week, you guys.